This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Back goes Allen. Allen has time. Too much time. Now they've got him! They've got him! It's a sack! It's Brandon Graham in the record-setting day where he's played in more games than any Eagle in history. He's fourth in sacks all time, and it's BG taking Josh Allen to the ground.
BG on BG Day. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat card 94 only at Sunoco. Speaking of Sunoco, we have a $100 gift card today to give away to Sunoco. The best call we get, to why you love PG is going to win that one. Here we just, we play that highlight of Brandon moving up the ranks of all-time Eagle sacks.
Yes.
We were joking before the show. You know, you were one at one point really high on that list. You're kind of falling off a little bit.
Falling off. They have some. They got some good pass rushes over the last couple of years. Good for them.
Mm. Oh, you're right there, buddy.
Well, I'm.
Are you talking about Joe?
I'm joking. Yeah. Joe. Getting choked
you
up.
All right, dog?
Well, I am.
It's an emotional day.
Yeah, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop when he said that, but I guess he got a little choked up.
To be honest, I choked on a pistachio, but we could spin it as I'm very emotional about BG Day.
Or you're trying to avoid another voice crack incident.
Well, no, you know what? You guys are in my head now. Yes.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. What long-term deal?
The more I hear, the funnier this
it
sounds.
It is. It's actually worse the more you play it. But I you are in my head because now Hugh feels where everything he says, you're in his head back there. Because I was going to try to push through the pistachio incident and just say, my voice will be fine.
The pistachio incident.
And then I felt like, you know what? My voice is going to crack.
Pushing through never works.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. And it came back to me.
I just don't understand what happened. How did that happen again?
I don't know. I guess because I was about to burp and it just, you know, it sounded like I had helium.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Thanks a lot.
Like, at least with mine, I got animated. I got excited. My voice cracked. Right? That's happened to all of us at some point. Now, mine happened on the air, which is embarrassing. But there's no reason for yours.
No.
It was so good.
It was avoidable.
It was avoidable. All right, 215-592. What I was getting at is we were kidding Hugh before the show. Because when you left here, Hugh, where were you? All-time Eagle sacks?
I think I was like fourth or something like that. And then Trent came, then BG came, then Fletch came.
And then we looked up this morning. You're
like
ninth now.
At some point,
you'll be out of
falling
the top
off,
ten.
Man. Yeah, fading into obscurity.
In my defense, all of those cats got drafted by the Eagles. I was traded.
So you're blaming the Jets.
Oh, yeah. It's their fault.
Okay.
Because if you would add the totals.
Excuse maker.
If you would add the totals up from my career, I'd have still been in the top three.
So the headline from this segment is Eagles legend, how Hugh Douglas says they should have drafted me over Mamula.
They should have.
Yeah. They should have.
I mean, we know that. But just should've. You saying it is.
Maybe you should have saved all your sacks from the Jets here. I mean, you wasted them on like a three-win and one-win team.
You did waste them.
It was, you know, if they would have just not been afraid to draft a young player from an HBCU, we wouldn't have had all this.
Well, didn't think you were worth the eighth pick.
I'd have been number two on the all-time sack list. You would have been putting in work.
Yeah. You would have had more here, you think?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Definitely would have had more.
All right. 215-592-94. Let's get back to the phone lines here.
And I'm sticking to it.
Well, we don't believe you, but that's all right. David Bedson, what's up, Dave?
Dave?
Dave? Dave going once, and Dave
Your
going
was
twice.
Too big for
nah,
Dave.
We'll get Dave back up. It's all right. Garrett is in Yardley. Hey, Garrett.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Garrett. What's up?
Hey. So first of all, I want to thank you guys for giving us this chance to, you know, recognize an amazing player. And my favorite memory of him was first off the strip sack, you know, and when he got the Super Bowl for us the first time. My mom, she was a diehard Eagles fan, and her and I were crying because we never thought we'd live to see one. And the second time, my mom was home on hospice on her last days, and she got to see them win another Super Bowl, and she was crying after the game. We both were, and she passed away a couple weeks after this past one, and people like him, you know, he worked hard, and that team gave her something to smile about. So it means a lot to me.
Well, Gary, we're sorry for your recent loss, but your story there is similar.
Phenomenal.
It's similar to a lot of that I remember hearing the last 8 years, especially that first group, right? Like the relatives people had in this area that either just missed it or did get to see it before they left. It was special to all those families.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just I am eternally grateful to this team that they gave us, you know, my family something to cheer about, and especially for her to get to see that one more time. She held on, you know, so, you know, it's amazing. It's what this organization and what this city is, you know. It's just an amazing place.
It is, and I think I don't think it's a coincidence he got to be part of that. Like, he's one of those guys we all rooted for and watched for so long. And Garrett, good phone call, and he got to make that play. I remember this when the strip sack happened, and we asked him when he was with us, BG, what he was thinking as the play was going on. Hugh, I remember when he knocked it out of Brady's hand, and then I saw Barnett fall on it. That was probably the first time the whole game I felt like they're really going to win. Because the whole time it was back and forth, and I just was nervous because it's the Patriots, it's Brady. Like, who beats Tom Brady in a shootout? Where like and the whole second half, they couldn't stop him. I mean, I forget how many of the 500 yards came in the second half. It just felt like every drive he was going straight down the field. And every time Foles scored, they just matched it. So I was nervous, and then when they got the turnover, I was like, oh my God, they're going to win the game.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt, man. That was a great moment, and it was one of those things. Me and Hugh was watching the game, and after that, you start feeling like they were going to win, and I said, dude, we're going to Philly. I remember saying that to him, and I was like, we're going to Philly. We're going to the parade, and that's what we did. And man, it was the greatest feeling, even though I was not in the city. To see the city erupt the way that it did and to see the Eagles do that, I knew the city was going to be bananas, man, because it was a long time coming. You know, and you know, as a former player, you wish you would have been a part of that win. But it's a great feeling because you feel like, you know, you helped lay the groundwork for them to be in the position that they're in now. And, man, it was great to see them finally break through, man. And it couldn't have happened to a better group of guys.
Well, I feel like they felt that, too. I mean, I've heard you speak about this. Ike speak about it. Like, you guys, in essence, laid the groundwork for the team and the organization finding itself and becoming really good. But even he said that when he was in here with us, Hugh, that, you know, he was thinking about the legends or the great players or the great Eagles teams before them. I think there's something to that. Like, even though you didn't play with Brandon, he felt your presence and other players from that team in 04 when they won in 17.
Yeah, because the Eagles do a great job of paying homage to the past. And a lot of teams are starting to do that now, but you really feel it with this organization with the fact that, you know, a couple years ago when Jalen Carter got here, and I remember Eagles called us in to have some conversations with the young guys and tell them what it is to be an Eagle. And for me, that meant a lot because, like I said, wasn't drafted by the Eagles. I was drafted by the Jets. But being here for as long as I've been here and being a part of this family, you feel that connection. It's more of a connection here, if I'm being honest, than it is in New York. And so it's one of those things when the Eagles ask you to do something or be a part of some alumni situation, you feel honored to do it because a lot of teams don't do that. A lot of teams, you know, when you're done playing for the team, if you're not one of those elite guys, you're not really asked to come back and do a whole lot. And the one thing that I've seen about the Eagles, and I noticed about the Eagles, even though, you know, I am, you know, in the Eagles Hall of Fame, is that they treat everyone with that kind of respect. Well, and that's a great place to be.
Yeah, I mean, we feel that during the pregame shows, right? When we always have the alum of the week, whoever the next player is, there's so many that come back here. 215-592-9494. As we celebrate Brandon Graham on BG Day tonight, the Colonial Theater, BG Live, and we're going to be out there. By the way, the Great American Pub in Phoenixville, Hugh, that's where the afternoon show is going to be today. So if you're going out early, if you're making an afternoon out of it, you're going to be in Phoenixville for tonight and for the event, and you want to go and hang out before.
Yeah, it's a nice little ride, too.
Can't wait. You ready?
Yeah, I'm going to tell, I don't know if they're listening, but we're going to invade their show a little bit.
Oh, that's what we're doing. Yeah, we're heading out after our show to the Great American Pub in Phoenixville.
And we're going to be loud and boisterous.
Yes.
Nah, you're going to be sleepy.
No, I got to be loud and boisterous, because if I don't, I will fall asleep.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
It's my sleepy time.
I mean, the weather's kind of sleepy today.
Yeah,
but
today.
This is an excuse for you today.
Yeah. No, because you know, like normally, get up and work out in the morning.
What'd you do? Not today?
Oh, man, I overslept because of the weather. The weather.
But
it was nice.
But traffic didn't get you today.
No, the traffic didn't get me, but I missed my workout.
First.
So I got it.
Traffic's been rocking you for the last like 3 weeks.
No, man, it's bananas. It's not me, it's everybody else.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, they don't know how to drive.
You have no part in the traffic
situation. No part. I leave at the same time every day.
That might be the problem.
But normally, like, I left today and I made it to work on time. So it's like I need to say it's the other people. Mm. It's their fault.
Definitely not you.
No, Friday though. Friday, some dude in the tractor trailer, they overturned the tractor trailer. And that's what happened with that.
So we blame that guy.
Yeah, that was Friday.
Okay,
now,
I got you.
Now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, that probably was on.
Okay, and now we're getting somewhere. I got you. All right, 215-592-9494. Karen is up next on WIP. Hey, Karen.
Hey, how you doing?
What's
good,
up, Karen?
What's up?
Good. First time caller here, so a little nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're good.
Yeah.
We appreciate
I wanted to share with you that first week of 2017, I was super fit, working out all the time, training for a half marathon, and I was struck down with a disease that attacked my spinal cord and paralyzed me from the chest down within like 12 hours. So I spent most of that season either in a hospital bed or in a wheelchair. And that team inspired me so much. I thought, if they can do it, I can do it. And BG was such a big part. I'm going to start crying. BG was such a big voice in my head. His smile, his, like, just, you know, just do the work, have a positive attitude. Attitude was like everything for anybody who's had a disease that puts them in a wheelchair, whether you're going to get better or not. It's a lot of it has to do with attitude. And by the time they made it to the Super Bowl, I walked down that parkway for the Super Bowl parade. And the biggest person I was looking for on those buses was BG's face. And I smiled and waved at him, and he was such a big inspiration. My bucket list is to meet him someday and just thank him for being such a positive inspiration.
Karen, that is an amazing
story.
I mean, you found inspiration from the Eagles. I think a lot of people that just heard you probably found inspiration from you. That's remarkable that you were able to accomplish that and then do it, you know, to celebrate that team. That is really a great story. And I'm sure at some point you'll meet BG. I mean, he's around. He does
he
things.
Going nowhere.
Yeah, he'll be here.
I'll be there. I'll find him somehow.
Karen,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing the story. That's a great story by Karen there. Wow. I mean, Hugh, you know, we always talk about like finding inspiration and having a positive attitude. That's like real life positive attitude.
Yeah, right? I didn't know where she was going with that, man. But then when she told the story, I was like, man, I mean, but we find motivation in different ways, and that's a heck of a story. I commend her for that.
Well, and then she found it from the Eagles. I mean, that's obviously Brandon was kind of the one that she pointed to and saw it the most. And again, Brandon not just had a great moment. He also was a big-time player on that team. I mean, he was their best edge rusher in 2017, and he had some clutch. I mean, he had a touchdown to seal the NFC East against the Rams. I mean, Brandon, I almost think sometimes, Hugh, because we talk about his story, right? His story is great, and his inspiration is great, and the fact that he rose from being a bust to being a champion. I think almost we forget how good of a player he was. He was never a defensive player of the year level player, but,
no, but
he was
good. He was really good.
For a long time.
Yes.
Like, there's something to being a really good player for 10 or 12 years. Like,
that's hard to do.
There's not many of those.
Man, listen. And the simple fact that he was having a hell of a career for 15 years. I don't think, like, I can't stress to you enough. Because when I look at him, I know how my body felt at year 10. I was done. Put a fork in him. Back hurt. Slowing down.
Yeah, we know year nine in Jacksonville.
Yeah, what that was like. That was terrible. But for him to still, you know his body, train as hard as he did, and have that resurgence in year 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, that was phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I don't think people realize how hard it is to do that, because especially in the trenches, and they'll tell you, man, it's because you're being touched and beat up on every snap. Every snap. And for him to have that longevity and play at a high level for as long as he did, that's commendable.
Well, I just wanted to pull up the list, because you always talk about that longevity, how it impressed you, right? Especially at the position, because you, like you just said, you got 10 years at the same position. He got 15. Hugh, when you pull up a list of the most games played in the history of the NFL, you don't find many defensive linemen on there.
No.
There's a lot of kickers, quarterbacks. You get some offensive linemen. They tend to last a long time. But defensive linemen, there's just not many. I mean, it's mostly kickers and quarterbacks that play that long.
Yeah, and to play the physical style of football that he plays, you know, it's unheard of. It's unheard of. And when I look at him and see the way that he played, I was just like, man, this cat is still going at this age. So,
well,
commendable.
And he didn't just come back this year and play like just to hang out like that, because when this year started, I think we joked that it was going to be his retirement tour.
Yeah, he was balling.
He didn't play like that. I remember, was it after week one? Was it week one, Kyle, where they played him a lot of snaps? And then it was like, wait a second, he's not here just for like to be part of this. He's their most snapped edge rusher.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, dude, is it more of a positive for Brandon or more of like, uh-oh, like, is he our best defensive lineman this year? I mean, ended up kind of being buzzed.
It did.
He was great.
Until he went down in the Rams game, Hugh, I thought he was their best edge rusher the entire season.
Yeah, and he was balling in that Rams game when he got hurt. So, yeah, it was one of those things, man, where you look at it and you're just like, wow, he's really putting together a pretty nice career.
It's wild. I mean, and if not for the injury, I mean, look, I don't know what all went into the thought process, but he came back, they won the Super Bowl. But obviously, like, if you take away the injury this year, he could have still played again. Like, it wasn't like he was done as a player.
He felt like he could have.
Right. He made the choice for himself and for his family to move on now. But, you know, sometimes players, you kind of, their last year, you're like, there's not much left in the tank.
No, he still was playing at a high level.
Yeah. I mean, he could have went to year 16 if he wanted. 215-592-9494. All right. We got a $100 gift card today to Sunoco. Get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 Octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Let's make it a $100 gift card. They said 94, but I don't listen to that. $100 gift card here for Sunoco. The best call we get, and really the best reason why you love Brandon Graham. What BG means to you is going to win this gift card today. It's a special day here on WIP. Tonight, we get BG Live. Afternoon show is going to be at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. We'll go see those guys do their show and then hang out at the Colonial Theater tonight for BG Live. All right, 215-592-9494. Just to give you a sense of what we have going on the rest of the show. Coming up in a little bit, next hour, we will replay for, if you missed it, the Jeff Lurie interview on with the Morning Show. For the first time in 30 years, Jeffrey Lurie was on WIP. You're going to love a lot of what he had to say. We're going to bring that to you coming up. LeSean McCoy set to join us. Brian Dawkins set to join us. We'll check it with you people. And how about this, Hugh? You talk about the legacy of defensive ends in Philadelphia. There was Reggie. There was Hugh Douglas. There has recently been Brandon Graham. How about Trent Cole, who joins us right now? We get a call here from Trent. Trent Cole on WIP with Hugh and Joe. Hey, Trent.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Still better you took my job. Trent got me cut, but I'm okay. I'm gonna get over it eventually. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great.
Trent, what was it like to watch Brandon get here and start to become the player that he became, which is 15 years and the most games ever played in Eagles uniform? What was that like for you to watch him grow?
I mean, it's just like I said. I'm just proud of what he's done. I mean, it was a long road for him. You know what I'm saying? He has some. There's a bunch of bumps in the road. You know, on the way there to the top, and but he made it, man. He was patient, and he had a good head on his shoulders, and he's just an all around great person, and he went out there and showed his talents, and you know, when he was coming in, I knew he was going to be a great player coming in. I mean, and first when they first seen him in practice, and like I said, just very proud of what he's where he's made it to, and what he's become.
So what was it like for you? Because he talked about how you really helped him out a lot. Did you see a young player that kind of needed your guidance when you were out there talking to him a little bit when he was going through that rough time?
Yeah, it was more of a natural thing. It come from guys like you, Andy Clue and Jerome McDougal, all the guys in front of me, the vets. You know what I'm saying? They it just came natural just to come and help a guy like him out. You see him going through different things that you went through, and I need to be, you know, just what a teammate does and a leader does, and it comes to try to help a man that you know. When in this game, there's a lot of things that, you know, saying that you go through, and you have tough times. I mean, I've had tough times in playing in the NFL, but you know, saying this, and it's just, I feel like I needed to, you know, go say something to him, and it's just lend a hand and say, hey, you know, saying this, you know, some of the things I would do, you know, saying if I was in your situation, and just encourage, and it's just encouraging.
Trent, what was it like for you to watch Brandon make the play he made to help the Eagles win their first Super Bowl? I mean, Hugh always talks about it. Like, there's like a legacy of the past Eagles to the current Eagles. And Hugh's always talked about being proud of Brandon. I mean, you got to play with Brandon and watch him grow. What was it like for you to watch him not just become a good player, but then have that very special moment to bring a championship here after all those years?
I mean, look who's the guy. I wasn't surprised that he was going to do something like that. Was going to happen. I wasn't surprised because I know what type of player Brandon is. I mean, he's a game changer type player. And like I said, I remember talking to him and telling him, I was like, man, you are a legend. You are a legend here, man. You know what I'm saying? You just sealed the deal, and you're for a forever long legend here for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Trent Cole giving us a call on BG Day Live. Well, I got to ask you now that you're here, because we were just joking about the Eagles' all-time list of sacks. So, mm-hmm. Trent, I got to ask you, like, if we needed to get a sack in a game, who are we putting out there, you or Hugh Douglas here? Who's going to get a sack?
I'm putting myself out there.
Taught that man everything you know. So it's kind of like I'm out there.
I would do what you would tell me to do. I would do what you would tell me to do. Okay.
Nah, Trent, my guy, man. Trent's my guy. Hey, Trent, I got to tell this story.
I love you.
When I knew, like, we were doing the fitness test. Trent didn't make it. Trent didn't make it. So I thought I had a chance.
Oh, boy.
Trent came back the next day.
And he made it?
Man, he made the test. Not only that, we would be in practice, and I would see Trent working. I was like, yeah, he about to take
my I'm done.
I was like, hey. So, hey, I'm trying to salvage something. I'm just trying to help out because I'm like, yeah, this man about to take my job. And then I knew it was a for show gone. Remember the last we played the Jets the last preseason game? Yeah, Trent was on the sideline chilling.
And you were on the field?
And I was on the field.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, it's a wrap.
I have to say this, though. I have to say this, man. This just goes for a lot. This is for, I mean, other guys out there just playing ball and stuff. And I have to say this. Hugh came to me. He says, man, he said, hey, you got it. And I didn't know what he was talking about. I was looking at him like, what? Nah, you got this. Did it click? I was like,
yeah,
oh,
it's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was just there for opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Because I had all these great players in front of me.
Man.
Hugh Douglas. I mean, I had some great players.
Nah, I knew. I used to go to practice every day. And my body, like, as my body was breaking down, I saw Trent doing it. I was like,
hold on. You know what told me, Hugh? Is when you put your hands on your hip and that leg caught me and you leaped over to the right and you looked over.
I was done. Hey, I was done. Put a fork in it.
That's what they call passing the torch. He was passing the torch.
Hey, if you ever see when he puts his hand on his hip and he waist back and he bends up like,
this is a wrap.
It's funny, Trent, there's a documentary on Barry Sanders. When Barry was running right past him, he did the hands on the hip thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. Trent, man, we appreciate you hopping in and hope things are well with you. Yeah. And thank you for being part of BG Day. Thanks, Trent.
Have a good one, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
There
guys.
He goes. Trent Cole there telling us about his experience with BG and when he took Hugh's job back in the day.
Oh, man, that was funny. I mean, there was nothing I could do about it.
You passed the torch.
Oh, yeah, I thought I had him. I was like, yeah, I got a chance. He passed the fitness test. Came back the next day, and he aced that thing. And I'm like, yeah.
And then from then on, Hugh Douglas was a talk show host.
Yeah, that's the day I crossed over.
The beginning of his transition.
Hey, I went into like they say, went into transition. I'm out.
You transitioned to WIP. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. Why you love BG, your BG stories. LeSean McCoy joins at 12:30. Brian Dawkins at 1 coming up. Along with your calls, we'll replay for you. Jeff Lurie's first call to WIP in 30 years. That's next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.